With Fisherman Forecast, I'm Rick Moore. We're back with Gloucester football coach Tony Cerulean. Coach, first thing we want to talk about is the unexpected week off. How does that, first of all, how did it affect you and your guys when you first heard about it? And then what'd you do?
Yeah, you know, it's always bad news when a team's got to, you know, forfeit for the reasons that, you know, Winthrop had to. But, you know, we kind of looked at it as, okay, we got a couple days to, you know, reassess the situation, start getting ready for the next game. So I know the kids kind of had a lot of days of practice, a lot of padded practices before this game. So, you know, I think they're chomping at the bit to get going for this Friday night game. But basically we just reassessed the situation. We stopped what we were doing, and we used last Thursday as like a Monday and started preparing for Salem and just started to move on. Mm-hmm. That's all you can do.
You had a chance to change things up at all during the season, because I know you're so focused on teaching. But yeah. Is there a chance when you can do something else and just say, I don't know, maybe have a little different fun type drill or anything like that?
Well, we do some of that stuff, but, you know, we spend so much time preparing for our next opponent, mm-hmm. that on those days that we have that extra day, sometimes it's better just to go back to fundamentals and go back to the basics. So that's what we kind of use that day for. Rather than game planning and prepping for an opponent, we take that day. So like last Wednesday, we found out that day that Winthrop wasn't going to be playing. So we didn't have any time to prepare for Salem. So what we did is we just went back to basics, and we basically went back to camp and worked on our blocking skills, our tackling skills, that kind of stuff, and spent the day doing more of that type of routine rather than preparing for, you know, our weekly opponent.
I watched the Marblehead-Beverly game on MSO's live streaming video, and what a finish. But Beverly-Marblehead, I mean, huge game and big games coming up. The conference is, well, we're in the stretch run.
Yeah, I heard you had a little time off in Florida. They were talking about you on the radio.
Yeah, I'm glad they don't know where I live.
You know, I listened to it on more stuff online, and it sounded like it was a great game. Some of my coaches, a lot of my players were there. Big games coming up this week too, with Beverly playing Danvers. So, you know, all those things kind of affect us in the periphery when we get into the playoffs. You know, right now we're focusing on our next 2 weeks, which is Salem, Saugus, get out of the conference, you know, try to win the conference, the small. And that's our goal right now. You know, we can't control the situation on what the seeding's going to be, where we're going to place out in the playoffs. Our goal is to win the conference, get into the playoffs, and see where things fall at that point.
Okay, the health of the team, we're not going to talk about that. But I want to ask you, I was talking to Pat Barry earlier.
Yep.
And Pat was telling me, you got a guy on the roster, and I didn't notice it in the other game, but you got a guy on the roster who wears two jerseys.
Sometimes.
Okay. All right. Because I never heard of anything like that. So
he doesn't wear them at the same time.
No. But tell me about your two position player.
Well, you know, it's one of those things where he's a junior and he plays multiple positions for us. Sometimes, you know, we need him at tight end 1 week and the next time, or backup tight end, and other weeks we'll need him at offensive line. So. Some weeks in the program, he's listed as a tight end with the receiving number, and other times, or other weeks, he's listed as a lineman with a 50 number. So it gets back to kind of depth, right? You need to have depth at all these positions, and he's a good football player. He doesn't start for us on offense, so he's a backup, and he's a backup in multiple positions. In order to play tight end and the O-line, you need to have two different jerseys, so we always bring them with us. It's about being prepared.
Okay. All right, Tony, at this point in the season, what's improved for you guys? Where have you seen major improvement?
You know, we made some changes on the offensive side of the football, and I think it's really driven some of the upperclassmen to be better at a little bit of everything, running the football, blocking. I think our O-line's coming along. You know, O-line always takes a little while to get going. You get five or six kids in the beginning of the year, and you think you can piece a line together, but until they start communicating with each other, understanding what the guy next to them is doing on every play, especially in the wing T, they don't really start to gel until 2 or 3 weeks in the season. I think we've gotten a lot better in that aspect of it over the last couple weeks. I think we're running the ball harder. On defensively, I think we're being a little bit more aggressive, especially in the front seven. Our secondary's, you know, playing well. They had a little hiccup against Revere, but, you know, we're fixing those things, and we're getting better all the time. So, you know, it's just putting in the work every day to make those things work out better in the long run.
What do they call it? Ball control, you don't lose the ball. What is that? Security, ball security. You guys have been pretty good with that.
Yeah, I think we've only put the ball on the ground a few times, and I think, you know, we've recovered. We have one. My coaches are telling me we put the ball on the ground once. He's a running backs coach.
Okay.
I think we put the ball on the ground once, and it was last week versus Revere, and our fullback fumbled it. Our running back picked it up and scored a touchdown.
Yeah.
So we've been pretty good in that aspect of it, of ball control and ball security. But that's something we work on every day. You know, Coach Walsh is over there with the running backs, and he's got his running backs running the width of the field, and he's got three or four guys, you know, on him trying to pull that ball away. So it's something we practice.
All right, let's get to Salem. A couple of years ago, probably 4 or 5 years ago now, when Coach Ingram was at the helm, Gloucester was heavily favored down there at Bertram Field.
Yep.
It was a 6-0 game. Gloucester, I think, had something like 5 or 6 turnovers. And it was a 6-0 game that Gloucester won. They were expected to, at that time, roll over Salem. Now, I'm not getting into who's favored or anything like that, but just talking about ball control, that's one thing you have to work on. What else do you have to work on, Tony, against Salem? I believe they came away with their first win this weekend.
I think it wasn't their first win. It was their first win in the conference. I believe they won, I think.
Two, their second.
Exactly. You know, Salem's an interesting team because, you know, you watch the earlier films, and I think they're a real young team, put it that way. You watch some of their films from earlier in the year, and you see some of the stuff they're doing, and they've gotten a lot better. I can say that. They've gotten a lot better at what they do. I think they're moving. They're playing some games with their quarterback. They've had 3 or 4 quarterbacks that they've played, and I think they have a young kid in there right now who played against Swampscott last week who did a really good job. So I think they're continually getting better. And talking to their coach in the offseason, you know, he thought he was going to have a real young team, but he thought that, you know, he had the right pieces in place this year to start working towards something. And I think that shows. I think they're doing much better. You know, you watch that film against Swampscott, and I think they're playing a lot better. And we never overlook anybody. You know, every week's about us getting better, but also beating that team. The most important game on your schedule is that week's game. So the most important game on our schedule this week is Salem. We need to beat them. And, you know, we need to win the conference. That's our goal. We need to win this conference. And in order to do that, we need to beat Salem. And that's our goal, and that's our mindset.
Okay, finally, what does Salem run? What do we look for in offense? What do you look for from them on defense?
You know, defensively, it's kind of tough to tell because they haven't really gone up against a wing T team that we've seen. But we're expecting probably 8 men in the box like we usually get from most teams. So whether it's a 5-man front or a 4-4, a lot of speed at linebacker, big size up front on the D-line. Offensively, I expect the quarterback to run the ball quite a bit, to be honest with you. They run a spread offense. They run a lot of midline option. They run a lot of speed option off the edge. And the QB really likes to run the ball, whether it's the young kid or whether it's the older kid, that number 5, that's played for them earlier in the year. Both QBs like that to pull that ball and take it up inside. So, you know, we're really focusing on stopping the run this week against them, stopping the quarterback. They have a 27 who's really good as well, the running back. He plays wing for them. And, you know, they have athletes, and we just have to put our kids in the right position to stop their plays.
All right, Coach, good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
Gloucester football coach Tony Cirilli on Fisherman Forecast with MSONewsSports.com. I'm Rick Moore.